to the CS Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. Welcome back. Conversations between genders have gotten so diluted that to even speak would be time wasted. And I'm gonna give you a little piece I like to call "You Never Came." I fucked your thoughts, but you never came. Couldn't get one orgasm to release. I've always thought you graduated LD, the last dummy to be released. I mean, the intellectual capacity you had could never retain education, so you kept needing a jump off of mental stimulation, but just like a car. With worse problems than that, you had more than meets the eye and kept short-circuiting every time subjects increased outside your speed limit. Going 70 in a 30 because your brain could only be as slow as a speed limit in a school zone. Wanting interstate edifications on dead man's curve, lacked alertness for what it was. Could never keep up with traffic switching in and out of lanes. Could never orgasm to your conversations. Always left, "What you doing?" on red. Mentally correcting text messages of grammar to supplement the disconnect. Your phrases never penetrated me to want another face-to-face presentation. I kept coming on a hill of financial freedom and you kept shooting blanks in a sea of repossessions. The many hearts that got repossessed amongst the many women reclaiming their time showed me you didn't deserve any of mine. The attention span of the longest grudge you could never forgive sunk your future like the Titanic. No warning, just every emotion for itself. How could I possibly grow with someone who couldn't forgive their longest offender? Fighting on a sea of peace, but drowning in knee-deep water never sit right with me. Trying to resuscitate a mind whose hippocampus couldn't regulate emotion, nor learn something out of its comfort zone, never deemed me as a flag I've waved to surrender to. I stabbed the use of repetitive ebonics to uncover the fear of conversational satiety. Choosing to take flight instead of learning the roots of life could not be understood by a double helix. But by the duplication and deletion of learned traits, the behavioral analysis of conversational incompetence shows in the presence of mirrored youth devalued as children, forced to be selectively mute. Survival and love does not coexist without pain. See, I could no longer support the narrative of independence while struggling at human connections, masking the fact happiness retreated long ago. I guess, to me, I'm codependent on conversational stability in the fulfillment of diversified subjects. Like broken records looping on half sentences, I cannot waste time looping on sex-induced topics, taking plan B so I won't get impregnated with the thought of having sex to connect. Foretelling warning signs in broken mirrors like I knew the future before the present and stopped the train in its tracks. You can't erase bodies attached to spirits not meant to be tied to. Gone are the days where connection started long before sex was introduced. The waiting game dismantled the 90-day rule. While you're waiting 90 days for mental stimulation, not realizing you only get 90 days of mental stimulation before ghosting after one night of 69. Missionary, reverse cowgirl, do it on a handstand doggy style, sitting sideways, legs spread, giving head, face painted with ejaculated residue, but you had 90 days of a man you never knew. 90 days of filler words and blanketed with "that's nice" after "I love you." 90 days of "my man, my man, my man," but weren't equally claimed. 90 days of withholding sex just to be met with Casper. While yours stopped in 90 days, others stopped at "I do," being mentally stimulated by friends yet coming home to a third grade comprehension. Always submerged in the intelligence of others yet settling behind closed doors because a title sufficed. Always in motion but never satisfied. Sexual stimulation doesn't make me orgasm faster than coming on my hippocampus. Stimulating both hemispheres with emotional awareness far outweighs rocking the boat for an hour. I mean, if the whole Dewey Decimal System of our library uploaded between your ears, I could sit down transmitting your knowledge back and forth with mine. See, I fucked your thoughts, but you never came. Because stimulating the mind doesn't interpret body language. Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.